Welcome back to River Hawks Baseball, everybody. I'm Bill Chai. And before the season got underway, we got a surprise visit from an old friend of the Rockford River Hawks family, one of the original River Hawks, right fielder Rich Austin. He was a member of the 2004 championship team, set the team records in virtually every significant offensive category, and was in 2004 the Frontier League Player of the Year. In addition, Baseball America named him to the first team All-Independent League All-Stars. And Rich, what are you doing back in town?
Well, I'm here running a baseball camp this week with Tony Piggott, also a former River Hawk. He has an academy here, Hard Knocks, inside All-Stars Academy facility here. Very beautiful facility. But again, he put on a camp, and he made me the feature, and I was very nice of him. So came here, you want to know if you want to come up here and help out, like anything, anytime. And it just feels good to come back and Rockford. I had a good time here, so I'll be able to see some old faces also.
As you've gotten more experience as a professional, as you've gotten older, and as you've become a father, has the idea of youth instruction become more and more interesting to you?
Definitely. All through playing and everything, I used to help out with camps and everything, and all my coaches used to say, you know, whenever you stop playing, you should maybe consider coaching. And I have also, you know, I just wanted to make sure I got the playing all out of me. But also, yeah, by being a father now, my little son running around, and I'm helping these kids, and I just see the fun that they're having and just being able to help them out, and just it makes me feel really good inside also. So yeah, I think instruction and coaching also looks like a future for myself.
Now, you're not anywhere close to turning it down though, are you?
No, not right now. Right now I do have the opportunity. I'm going to be going over to Italy at the end of the month and playing in the professional league over there, so it'll be a new experience over there, so we can see what happens. Just trying to play baseball and just take it as far as it can for me.
And this is not the first time you've gone over the border. You've played the last two winters down in Mexico. You started last season with Tabasco down to the Mexican League. That's AAA ball. Well, what was the level of play like down there in terms of the day-in, day-out competition?
The level of play, I mean, it's very competitive. I mean, they're very good, and especially the summer league, that's their professional, that's their Major League Baseball down there, and it's considered AAA. They're not affiliated with Major League Baseball, but that's their Major League Baseball, and the level is very high. I mean, it's very good, and I was very fortunate to get an opportunity to play in that league, because normally they don't take guys that don't have affiliate experience, such as myself. So it just shows how many just hard work and perseverance, and just keep going and keep going, and you keep playing the game like I was when I was 8 years old, and just enjoy it.
How did those opportunities to play overseas present themselves?
My first opportunity, my buddy Anton French, he played down in Mexico during the summer, and they had a winter league, not the Liga Americana. They have another one called a Veracruzana, and that's the one I played in. Where a lot of guys from the summer league played in that league, and they brought him down there, and they were asking around. It was like, we need another player down here. Do you know of anybody? And sure enough, he gave me a call on Wednesday. The next thing you know, Thursday, I was flying down there. I mean, I didn't think anything about it. I was like, yeah, I'll get down there, because that's just the opportunity just to be seen. And sure enough, they had scouts there from the Major League team down there, and I was able to get a contract.
French seems to be kind of a well-connected guy. I understand that now he's retired, and he's the roving base running coordinator for the entire Phillies farm system.
Yes, I mean, like I said, he's been a professional ball for 15, 16 years now, and it was pretty cool, because we got to play against each other last year. This final year, he played in Northern League when I was playing in Fargo. He played with Winnipeg, so, and with this final year, being able just to play against him, and like I said, we got to play with each other down in Mexico. But I mean, just ton of experience, and we always talk baseball, and you never can be too old to learn, and that's how I took to him. I mean, where he's been is where the things I want to go, and just the things he taught me and stuff like that has helped me along.
How important to both your professional playing career and also to what Rich Austin does away from the park has been the relationships that you've developed with your teammates and your opponents over the years you've been a pro ball?
I mean, it's wonderful. I mean, I pretty much keep in contact with everybody who I've played with, as far as teammates and any guys from the other team, just around the league. I mean, you get to talk to guys like before games and after games, and just knowing, let me just say, that professionalism that we have with each other, because, you know, there is life after baseball, and just keeping those ties. And those are one of the things, like with this camp, like me and Tony, like we stayed friends through all these years, and he has this good thing going for himself up here with the facility, and he brings me back. I mean, that's just one thing, just being a good guy. I mean, like I say, just building good relationships with everybody. And just right now, I can say around the world now, I'm building relationships because, like, all my teammates, I have teammates from Canada and teammates in Mexico I have. And then hopefully I'll build a good relationship with guys from Italy and just to be in contact with good people.
What do you know about the Italian league right now?
All I know, pretty much, I mean, just how the season goes, like how the league is run. Like, they play Thursday through Saturday. They rest on Sunday, and we have practice Monday through Wednesday. So we don't play as many games, but it is competitive, just like any other league. They're out there to win. I mean, that's the one thing the manager and the general manager has told me. Just when you come into town, you need to be ready. And that's why I've been working hard. That's another opportunity I have. And the team that I'm going to is in Bologna, and I believe they've won, I think they have like 7 championships. So, I mean, so it's pretty exciting that I'm going to a team that has a good winning record and had that winning attitude, because that's the one of the things I think I like to bring to a team is a good winning attitude.
I know there have been a lot of fellows that have played overseas and then they've come back and taken coaching or managing roles in the U.S. Mike Young, who has succeeded Bob Koop as manager in 05, had played overseas. Greg Jelks, who won the title with Evansville in 06, lost to your Riverhawks in the 04 finals. Jelks, he had played overseas. He played in Europe some. Is that something that it helps you make contacts, or are you still focused primarily on, I can play in a high level of play in Italy and maybe get seen by somebody that wants to pick me up?
Well, first off, I mean, yeah, I'm going over there to play in Italy, but I'm not going over there like I'm on the way out the door. I'm going over there to be competitive and to take the same attitude that I have as playing in the other league. I'm going over there always to improve myself, but always to go out there and win a championship. And like I say, on the back burner, I keep those contacts and keep making new contacts, because so when baseball playing is done, I hopefully have like a foot in the door as to start coaching and doing instructions and everything. Well, again, first of all, is going out there and playing. Playing is my first option.
A few of the guys that you played with in the days here in Rockford got picked up eventually by major league organizations. Omar Osorio, who was the playoff MVP in 2004, he was a shortstop, put up some great numbers last year at Nashua in the Can-Am League. He was the player of the year there. He was picked up by the Giants, and he's going to open the season with the Giants AA affiliate in Connecticut. What do you remember about Omo in his days in Rockford, and what traits does he have that you think will help him succeed in affiliated ball?
Man, Omo was a hard worker, and he could hit. I mean, he showed it in our playoffs there. He was the MVP of our playoffs. I mean, the guy can hit. He can play, and I just knew it was just a matter of time before he get a chance again, because I believe he was in the Tampa Bay Devil Rays organization before he came to us. And what it shows is just hard work and keep working. And he's a great guy. He's a great guy being around. You know, at the time, we had Rico as our translator, so we were able to find out what he was saying all the time and everything. But I mean, he had a great attitude. I mean, I say great attitude. Great to be around the clubhouse. And like I say, as his talent, I mean, it shows. That's the reason why he's getting that chance as the opening day starter at the double A level. And again, congratulations to him, and I wish him the best of luck.
And now last year, the last two winters, you've had the chance to see it from the other side of things as you being the foreigner in the Mexican League. What was the experience like just in terms of the culture shock?
Man, I mean, it was a good experience. I mean, I went down there and without knowing or looking Spanish at the time, it's like I took French all through my whole life and I'm going down to Mexico. I was like, oh, now I need no Spanish. But I mean, the experience was really good. I mean, they welcomed me with open arms, and like I say, I took the same attitude that I do up here as in building good relationships with guys, with players, that I did down there. And in their terms, being in a different country, I wanted to learn things about their culture. I needed to learn their language so I could be able to communicate. And they had a couple of guys that spoke English, but all the guys didn't. So I wanted to be able to communicate with everybody. So I started learning how to speak Spanish, and that was one thing that they kind of took to me, and they took towards me. So again, building good relations down there, and it was a really, it made it a really good experience.
2004, your last year with the Riverhawks, you helped lead the team to the Frontier League title. You hit .359, won the league batting title. At the time, that was a team record for highest batting average. And you actually set Triple Crown categories, all three Triple Crown categories, you set team records. 15 homers, 77 RBI. Those two are still standing. Since then, you put up some great numbers in the Northern League. .337, .296, .304, all with the Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks. How have you changed, and how have you improved the skills that you had when you were here in your days playing both in Mexico but also in the Northern League?
I mean, just, again, like I said before, I mean, you're never too old to learn. And another thing is just being consistent. Once I, for 04, like, it's just like a switch clicked on. Like I say, like, I was in spring training, and to this day, I mean, I give Tony Pigott a lot of credit, because we went to the facility that he was working at, and for 6 hours, it was after spring training practice. I went to him and we worked for 6 hours just to correct some things. And from then on, I started knowing how to hit and just knowing how to feel for everything, and just like I say, just the basic instructions and just things to look for. And as I got older and I playing in Fargo, I took what I learned here, just take it up there and keep it with me. And just the big thing is just to stay consistent with everything. And again, try to improve. And again, never too old to learn. And I learn new stuff every day.
Things go perfectly good, 100% according to plan for Rich Austin in 2008. How do things turn out?
Well, going over there in 2008, hopefully come out with a championship there, possibly returning back down to Mexico for winter ball, and if not take that route, possibly I like to come back, maybe come back up here in Rockford to help out with this facility. It's I mean, like I say, you see around here, it's a great facility here being built, and a lot of kids that are eager and they want to learn. But I say perfect season is, like I say, championship with in the Italian League, and then possibly going to play, keep my career going by going to play winter ball and see what happens down there. Like I say, going to play winter ball down there, possibly get seen and maybe get that shot that I'm always looking for to get an affiliate ball.
Hey, Rich, thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you very much, Bill.
Good luck this season. He's still known by Riverhawks insiders as the franchise. Former Rockford Riverhawks right fielder Rich Austin. If you're going to be in Bologna, Italy this summer, check him out playing right field for Fortitudo Bologna. Season tickets are on sale over there, I'm sure. Right fielder Rich Austin. We're back with more after this. You're listening to the Riverhawks Radio Network.